Behold thy Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, in this most sorrowful of the weeks of the year, we have already the second feast of our Blessed Mother. Feast means happy and joyful, except this is a feast day in honor of sorrows. It's so important that we do it twice a year, don't we? Once in September at the beginning of the school year, and once just before the holiest week of the year, Holy Week, we pause to remember the sorrows of our Blessed Mother. Now, what was Wednesday's feast day? It was the Annunciation. And today's feast day, of course, is the Seven Sorrows. Really, today is another Annunciation day. And today we're meant to be thinking about what takes place 1 week from today on Good Friday, just a little bit later than now, sometime closer to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If you remember what happened, what we thought about and prayed over on Wednesday for the Annunciation, first joyful mystery, great Gabriel, the power, the strength of God, came down when? In the darkness of midnight, where? The Blessed Mother was praying and reading quietly and told her that she was chosen to be the Mother of God. And she said, "Be it done unto me according to thy word." She said, "Yes, I am God's servant." Really what she said, children, was a little bit more like, "I am our Lord's little slave girl." And if you're a slave, children, you don't get to do what you want to do. You have to do exactly what your orders are at all times. Now, today's feast day, and really next Friday too, on Good Friday, is another Annunciation, except only this time it's not Gabriel, the archangel, it's Jesus, who is called by Isaiah the prophet, the angel of the great council. Council means, in this sense, like the wisdom of God, because our Lord is divine wisdom incarnate. And it's dark. It's not midnight. It's almost 3 in the afternoon, but the sun was eclipsed totally. It was hidden. It was dark, as though it were midnight. And our Lord is dying. It's very hard for him to speak, but he does. He speaks 7 times, and he says, "Behold thy Son," to his own Blessed Mother. In other words, now, you who are my mother, the mother of the Son of God, now you must be too, because of that fact, you must be the mother of all of these children of God. Behold thy Son. He pointed to St. John, but he meant you and you and you, and he meant all of us. She is the mother of all of us. Now let's think for a moment. What did that mean? When our Blessed Lady became the Mother of God. Well, it means many things, but I'm thinking of sufferings right now because it's kind of a sad feast day and it's during Passion Tide. Our Blessed Lady, when she gave birth to our Lord, along with good Saint Joseph at her side, helping her as best he could, suffered very much. They were cold, and it was a sad time because no one would take them in. And Saint Joseph, remember, had to lead them round back to the cave where the animals were kept, and that's where our Lord was born. So they knew poverty and hunger and cold and things like that, and meanness on the part of others. Never be mean. They were mean to Jesus before he was even born. Never be mean, children. Well, but when Our Lady gave birth, it was all light and joy. She suffered no pain, as mothers do on earth. It was a heavenly birth. And in one moment, our Lord was in the arms of Gabriel and Michael, the archangels, and they received the baby, and then they gave the Blessed Mother knelt down and genuflected and worshipped him, and then she took the baby Jesus into her arms. That's how he was born, the first time. And it was so joyful, even though it was very cold and kind of dirty and everything, still it was so joyful and happy. Now, this other time, it's very sad. Our Lord is dying on the cross, and Mary has to be our mother. To be a mother, children, means to have sorrow and suffering. And in the case of Jesus, Mary's sorrows and sufferings were because of us, not because of her son. He was the joy of her life. Our Lord never did anything to make his blessed mother sad, sorrowful, or unhappy. But when we became her children, I'm afraid that that's when her sorrows started, her seven sorrows. She was suffering, along with her son, our Lord, to make up for all of our sins. St. Alphonsus says that there were two who are hanging on one cross. That's how much our Blessed Mother suffered on Good Friday, 1 week from today, to buy us back from the power of the devil. That's called redemption, and to pay the price of our sins. And if we appreciate it and do our best to make it up to our Blessed Mother, why then we can take away some of those sorrows. But if we forget it and are bad, we make Our Lady, our Blessed Mother, suffer still today. But the fact that she is our mother, children, what does that mean? That means that she worries about you and you and you when you're suffering. She's taking care of you. She's doing your best to help you. And she's inspiring you by her bravery and keeping you close to her divine Son, our Lord. She's as close as a prayer, Blessed Mother always is. Now, what should we do? Should we be ungrateful, children? Should we cause her to suffer more? You might say to yourself, well, I never make the Blessed Mother suffer. Oh, don't you? If you're disrespectful to your own mother, don't you make Our Lady suffer? Doesn't she see herself in your own mother? Or if you are disrespectful to your teachers, isn't that making our Blessed Mother suffer? Or if you fight with each other and call each other names and are mean, as Catholic school children never should be, doesn't that make our Blessed Mother suffer? I think that it does. But today is the day for us to say, thank you, Blessed Mother, for agreeing to be my mother, to show how much I love you. Not only will I say my prayers and keep the commandments, but I'll be especially careful always to be loving and respectful to my own mother. I'll never deliberately make her sad again. How could I ever do that? I would be a very wicked child if I were to behave that way. And the same thing with my teachers. I'll be very respectful to them, because otherwise I would make you sad. And the same thing at home, and even with my friends. I'm going to be as well behaved as I can, because I don't want to make you sad. I want to make you glad and proud of me, because on Good Friday you said yes a second time at the other Annunciation to agree to be my mother. So what's left, children? You have to say to your angel, yes, I agree to be Mary's child. Not only by wearing your scapular, saying your Hail Marys and the rest, but also by seeing our Blessed Mother in your mother, your teachers, in your friends, and in everyone, so that Our Lady can say, these are my children, and they make me joyful and happy, and I'm proud of them all, and they never forget that I am their sorrowful mother. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.